This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomically superior. Financially surprising. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, you know, I try to know people that have, you know, my lane is not nearly as specialized as some of the people that you hear on here. And this my next guest is no exception to this. He has a very wide, varied career in the tech world, and he has started a new project, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But joining us again is John Stokes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So I called John, and I said, listen, how is it that my life online amongst social media can be so micromanaged, but somebody like this guy in New Zealand can just get on there and not only shoot a live video in real time, they have to figure out ways to try to stop the proliferation of the video. And so I was asking John about this, and it was a very interesting conversation, so I decided we would do that again here. So as far as social media is concerned in the gun world, what do you think? How do you think it stacks up right now as far as, you know, how they feel about us, what they feel about us, that kind of thing?
Well, it's a really interesting time because there's a lot of, you know, there is a lot of censorship. A lot of people are being deplatformed, demonetized, and it's really difficult if you are, you know, involved in some controversial issue. And this goes beyond guns. I mean, there's any number of issues that are controversial where people are being deplatformed. So if you're involved in this and you make your livelihood around some of these controversial issues around maybe like gender, you know, race stuff, whatever it is, you're taking a risk in being online. If you're trying to build a business like a gun-based YouTube channel, or a YouTube channel that goes into politics, you don't know when you're going to be identified as a conspiracy theorist. You don't know when you're going to be demonetized. And the problem is that the rules aren't clear and the rules change and they're not applied consistently.
Are they not clear by design?
I think they're not clear because these companies are in the business of making money by selling targeted ads. And this moderation stuff where they're trying to censor certain kinds of speech and, you know, filter things, this is a cost center for them. And so they're constantly kind of behind the eight ball, and they're constantly playing catch up, and they're constantly trying to figure out how to address these issues. And so there's been different exposés, like, for instance, of Facebook's internal process, where it's a bunch of engineers sitting around a table. It's not like you go to school for content moderation, or there's a content moderator guild and there are best practices, and there's a professional organization, and you put this in your byline or something. I mean, these are just basically young, mostly engineers, and pardon me, and also, you know, some lawyers and legal types and stuff. And it's a mix of these guys, and you don't know them, and the staff changes, you know, as there's turnover on the team, and different people internally volunteer and give input. And so there's a kind of this volatile ad hoc process. And these guys are making moderation calls and content calls that affect literally billions of users. And, you know, they're doing it over lunch or in these informal groups, and they're compiling guidelines, and the guidelines get critiqued and thrown out, and then they send them to contractors, and maybe the contractors don't always apply them consistently, and maybe they fire those contractors and they bring in new contractors. So the whole thing is mess. I think that to attribute like a, I mean, some of it does come from the top, I think. You know, there are, attitude, like the anti-gun stuff, you know, I think certainly comes from the top. I think that these platforms are not gun friendly from the top down. There's also culture. Culture in these companies is set from the top, and the hiring culture and the kinds of people that form what they call a culture fit in the valley. You know, they're all kind of, you know, drawn from a certain pool. So, but I think when we as users look at these moderation situations, and we see that this guy got banned and this other guy that did the same thing or worse didn't get banned. It's difficult for me to say there's like a deliberate conspiracy behind it. Maybe in some cases there is, and in some cases it's just incompetence. You know, the old phrase, never attribute to malice what you can attribute to incompetence.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The thing, though, that... correct me if I'm wrong. When all of these things were set up in their infancy, because I'm old and I remember when all these things were coming along. I remember when all of a sudden, you know, everybody had MySpace, and then Facebook came along, and Facebook was sort of a phenomenon for a very long time. And I don't remember it, and maybe because I was new to it, you know, I looked at it. I can find these guys I haven't seen since high school in Columbia when I moved away in '76. I was looking at that, and I was like, wow, this is great. And I don't even know if back in that time, which we're probably talking 2009, 2010, if the monetization and the data mining had begun with entities like that. But certainly it has, they have evolved really quick, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing that has happened pretty fast, and it's still ongoing. I mean, I think actually, yeah, probably by 08, 09, they were deep into a lot of this kind of manipulation and data mining and surveillance type stuff. I think that was definitely something that was going on by then. I'm not as familiar with the timeline, but it's definitely increased and become a lot more pervasive because it's very profitable. If you look at Facebook's revenues per user, in their annual report, it's quite high. They print cash. Advertisers love the platform because you can definitely acquire users. You get performance-based data. It's not like if you're advertising against a magazine or running a banner campaign online or these pop-ups or something like this. You know, you don't necessarily know who the users are that are seeing your pop-ups. You don't know who is clicking your banners. You just kind of know where they came from, where you ran the ad. Facebook is going to offer you fine-grained detail, and so you can buy these really small micro slices, and you can target, and you can experiment, and you can do really well. The platforms work, or they seem to work. Now, there's been allegations that a lot of these guys are cooking their books. Maybe things don't work as well as they thought. But pardon me, I'm getting over a cold here.
But while you're coughing, I'm not going to give out any websites for you yet because we haven't talked about that part of it yet. But later on in the hour, we're going to be talking about something that John is undertaking that I think is epic because of who it's going to bring to the table, the people that have been not exposed ever. He's bringing them to the table, and we'll talk about that later on. When we get back, we're going to talk some more about the social media and all the other stuff that goes on, and then we're going to hit you with something you're completely not prepared for, I would say. So that's coming up in just a little bit. John Stokes, we'll give you a little bit of his bio when we get back because it's pretty long. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to John Stokes. Now, for those of you who don't know, if you were to search his name, J-O-N Stokes, you would find all kinds of stuff, especially if you do the images thing. Like, I was looking for a picture of him for the podcast, and I stole one from your Facebook, John. And I found one picture from Salon.com saying, "Sorry, John Stokes, AR-15's got to go."
Yeah.
Tell us about your background in tech.
Well, I did an undergrad in engineering, and I did not want to actually engineer. I would rather write about tech than build it, or at least that was true at the time. And so while I was on a master's program and actually in ancient history, I teamed up with some other guys to start a site called Ars Technica. And so we started that in 1998, and the other guys dropped out, so then it was just me and my co-founder. And
I don't know if I ever asked you this, but do you know Leo Laporte?
I don't know if I ever met him personally. I mean, I definitely know, certainly know who he is.
Well, I know he's mentioned Ars Technica a bunch, so I just wondered about that. He used to be a tech TV host when there was a tech TV, and now he's a gigantic podcaster now. So
yeah, we know a lot of the same people. I mean, it's kind of a small world. There's a sort of group of us that came up in the era of the late 90s, early 2000s. And we ended up, we sold Ars Technica to Condé Nast, and they're out of New York, and they own Vanity Fair and Vogue and Wired and a bunch of these magazines and such. And so we sold to them in 2008. And so then I worked for Ars for another 3 years, and then I worked for Wired for a bit. And then when I left Wired, I did some startups that flopped, as startups too. And I also, on the side, started and ran alloutdoor.com for Second Media. So that was my introduction to kind of the outdoor space and to this whole thing. So I got into guns that way. I mean, I've always been into guns since I was a kid, but I wasn't into like the gun scene until All Outdoor, and also contributed to the firearm blog. Wrote a big piece on the AR-15 for Wired. So I write for a number of sort of mainstream publications now. So like, you know, I'll do TechCrunch, I'll do Wired, I've done something at Politico. You know, different things of that nature. And so I typically will write about guns and gun policy. And so I kind of come to the issue, not just as a Second Amendment person, but also as a tech person. A gun is a piece of technology. So if we're going to talk about regulating it or putting limits on it or, you know, effects of it or whatever, I think about it like, okay, this is a piece of technology. What if we were talking about the internet? What if we were talking about computers? We kind of have to apply certain standards of argument and reasoning. So,
Are you considered by your peers in the tech world to be an anomaly because you don't believe that all guns should be banned? And I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I know you're pro-liberty, I know you're pro-freedom and everything. I know you shoot a variety of guns and everything. You probably are no less passionate about that kind of thing than I am. Except you live in a different kind of world. Are you regarded as like an oddity?
Well, yes and no. There is a very strong libertarian strain in technology and the early programmer scene. A lot of the hackers from the 80s and the 90s were into guns. And so there is that. It's only been in the last decade when tech has really become mainstream and it's become more of an urban kind of thing. But I mean, it was always pretty urban, but at any rate, there is that strain, and it's there in San Francisco. So I lived in the Bay Area for 5 years. I lived there from 2008 to I think 2013, and there was there's a gun culture there. There are ranges. There are programmers that are at these large companies like Twitter and Google. Google has and still has internal groups, like internal mailing lists for gun enthusiasts. Chris Chang, the Top Shot season four champion, I believe. And he was a Google employee when he applied to Top Shot, and he was on the internal Google gun mailing list that they called the militia. And so there's that aspect. I went back actually when Chris has a book, that's a really good introduction, basic introduction to firearms, and it's called Shoot to Win. And so he gave a Google book talk, and I went back and hosted the Google book talk, and we had, a little turnout there in a crowd, and, we talked guns and shooting and that kind of stuff. So that's it's a known thing. It's more in the minority than it used to be. It used to be when the tech world was smaller and it was more ideological and more libertarian, and there were like more hacker types and this sort of thing. There were more people as a percentage or more people into guns. Now it's rarer, but amongst programmers and engineers, it's not that anomalous. It's weird that I'm as outspoken about it. Most people keep it on the down low. It's not exactly good for your career anymore.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be if you worked for somebody else, but that's not exactly your style now, is it?
No, I'm kind of more of a, I kind of tend to do my own thing. I'm passionate about this. I was handed, this freedom, this right to be an armed citizen. I was handed this as a heritage and told to keep it. And I take that seriously. I was in Boy Scouts, church, and my dad took me hunting. And in all these kind of different venues, you get enculturated into this idea of an armed citizen. And so I got a good dose of that growing up in South Louisiana. And I have kept it with me. And I've lived in Boston and Chicago and San Francisco. So I've been pretty well Yankee-fied, even though I'm outside of Austin, Texas right now. For the past 5 years, but even so, I kind of kept that that pro gun piece, and I still have it, and I intend to pass it on to my kids. So I'm sure it has cost me as well. It probably cost me many opportunities, but such as it is.
Let me get you to hold right there. When we get back, we're going to spring something on you that you are totally not expecting. This is something John is getting ready to start at. That's why I haven't given out any websites. My guest is John Stokes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared to make my boss want to talk.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans will soon be able to read the Mueller report within a week. Attorney General Bill Barr was testifying on Capitol Hill, and he says he hopes to have it ready within a week and is working with his Department of Justice team to make sure the public can read as much of the report as possible. And regarding the redacted parts?
This whole mechanism for the special counsel, as I said, was established during the Clinton administration in the wake of Ken Starr's report. And that's why the current rule says that the report should be kept confidential.
Border Patrol agents took more than 103,000 migrants into custody last month. That's the highest total since March of 2007. Most of those caught entering the country illegally were between ports of entry. Both sides are claiming victory in Israel's election. Exit polls show it to be a very close race. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking his fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, ergonomically superior, and financially surprising. Go check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Stokes. Now, let me point something out. I have often sat back to myself, and I do this radio show. And this radio show, it broadcasts in Washington State. It broadcasts in Oregon. The weekend show broadcasts in New York. You know, I've got affiliates in parts of California. I'm always trying to reach out to the anti-gunners. I would like to be able to reason with them, but at the same time, I want them to understand that there's only certain places they're going to be able to push us. And at the same time, you know, I took an oath to protect all these people, just like everybody like me. So it would be so much better if we could find a way to just learn to be Americans together. And it escapes me in a lot of cases. I'm just a commentator. I get out there. I have my opinions. I editorialize daily. John had an idea. So let's hear about what Mr. Stokes has. Please tell us about what you have coming out.
I wish I could take credit for the site itself. This was two people that had the idea independently, and he got started before me, and so then we kind of joined forces. But the site that I'm involved with now is thepreparedcom. So it's a site that is basically prepping for the more urban NPR crowd. It's kind of, it's mainstream. If you've ever used the Wirecutter for reviews, it's sort of like that. We do really deep dives on products. We do comparisons. Like in my office right now, I've got a wall full of axes and hatchets and tomahawks from having done a big multi-thousand word guide on each one of those topics where I went out and I beat on stuff and wrote things up. So the idea is to take the concept of emergency preparedness and not doomsday prepping, but, you know, what we call sane or rational preparedness. So a minimum of 2 weeks without access to basic services, and to expand the market for it, to expand the concept of it, to bring back this more common notion that we used to have in the Cold War of civil defense, where it's kind of on everyone to be ready for emergencies and disasters. And this has kind of been left to more, the right side of the spectrum, rural people, stuff like that, which is fine. We don't reject that audience at all. But we kind of come from a different perspective where we have a lot of friends and family and stuff that are in cities. And we've lived in cities, some of us still do. And so we kind of focus a little bit more on urban preparedness and on sort of apolitical preparedness. We don't take big stands. We don't try to stir people up over the black helicopters or, you know, whatever the latest thing is. We just focus on, okay, well, here are the water containers that you need if you're going to store water in your apartment or your garage. We tested them. We filled them up. We dropped them. We checked for leaks. We did a bunch of other stuff. Like, here are your water container options. Here is the axe that you want if you live in an apartment. It's this fireman's axe. We went and we found it. It's a niche product, but it's what firefighters carry. And that way, if you're in earthquake country and one wall caves in, you can get through a downed apartment or a downed building. If you live in a more rural location, you may be dealing with downed power lines or something like that. Here's a different axe. This is made more for splitting or for wood chopping. You know, so it's that sort of thing. We just try to keep focused on the products, keep focused on scenarios, situations, mindset, skills, and leave all of the political stuff and the scaremongering to everybody else.
How hard is that to do? Because typically, like, one of my fears has been what happens in the urban areas in the event of a no electricity scenario. Say, Venezuela. What's happening in Venezuela right now? The city areas, I've always thought, would be sort of death traps. And you're sort of catering to that kind of crowd. Can they accept that kind of, some of the concepts you're bringing to them without politicizing it?
Yeah, a lot of people have, and frankly, some people come to this through politics from the other side. You know, there are a lot of people who, when Trump was elected, you know, all of us, I think, many of us were surprised. And because I'm fairly progressive myself on a lot of things, I have a lot of friends in those circles as a media person, and people reached out to me quietly and were like, well, I've been anti-gun, but now I'm super scared and I want to buy a gun. And like, even if you forget this stuff, like people being, concerned about hate crimes and, you know, the thing that happened in New Zealand, people are afraid. Even bracketing all that, there's the, you know, extreme weather events and climate change. And so there's a lot of reasons why people on the more leftward side of the spectrum have started to take a look, in most cases very quietly, have started to explore preparedness and even firearms. I'm a member of a number of liberal prepper groups on Facebook, and this is a common sort of thing. It's like, well, I've been anti-gun my whole life, but I just went out and bought a Glock. Or, you know, and again, it's not necessarily like, okay, we're going to arm up to fight the conservatives in the Civil War or something like that. It's just that there's a feeling of insecurity that has spread. And, you know, people on the right have felt that insecurity, I think, for a long time for different reasons. But what's new is that people on the other side are feeling it. People in the cities, people that are more well off are feeling a certain kind of insecurity, whether it's, again, whether it's about related to climate change or, you know, pollution or, you know, people see the fragility of modern society. They see the wildfires. They see the flood in the Midwest. They see Hurricane Harvey. And also just the sense that the world is unpredictable. They did not expect the occupant of the White House to be there. They did not expect this guy to win. And then all of a sudden this happens, and it's this freak thing that no one would have predicted, or at least no one in their circles predicted. And so it makes you think, you know what? Maybe things aren't as predictable as I like. Maybe the world is crazier and scarier than I had thought. Maybe I should take this preparedness stuff a little more seriously because I don't really know what's coming the way that I thought I did.
That's interesting, though. It'll be interesting to see how this goes and everything. And I hope, you know, I sit back sometimes and politically speaking, it's very hard to find common ground if both sides come at it from a political viewpoint. But it seems like if that can be left behind, that's a little easier bridge to, to cross. Is that what you find?
Yeah, I do. I think that people are able to bond over this stuff. Especially there are groups on Facebook, more private groups, where they're not liberal groups or they're not conservative groups, but they're prepping groups, and they just say, hey, you know what? Let's leave the politics outside of this group. Let's not do politics in here. We're just going to talk about skills. We're going to talk about knots or knives or, you know, ammo or whatever. Right. And we're not going to do politics.
And hang on right there for me. Hang on right there for me about not doing the politics. Theprepared.com, in its infancy, it's up. But, I mean, what you see today is not what you're going to get. So, but if you are interested in that, theprepared.com. We'll be right back talking to John Stokes. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They are the home of the At-One thumb hole gun stock, which is, or as I call it, the answer to every question that I was ever asked about that gun stock when it was just the At-One gun stock. So go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Not .com, just .com. Talking to John Stokes, and we're talking about The Prepared, which is a interesting new project. Do you guys expect to see, now, you know, whenever somebody gets out there and says, hey, I know this is normally the way we think, but maybe if we thought this way, we would have a chance if this happens. And when it pushes against the norm, which what you're describing, preparedness is actually a very individual pursuit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But there are certainly plenty of groupthink and myths and that kind of stuff that we try to examine and think about as rationally as we can.
So you're asking them to put aside the groupthink in some cases and take a moment and look at this and realize the value of it. Now, I'm sure, have you had any sort of, hey, what is this? Or are you getting pretty good response with this?
We get actually a really, really positive response. I think people are, no matter which side of the political spectrum you fall on, left or right, people are kind of relieved to kind of enter into a non-political headspace where we're focused on something that they're interested in and they're passionate about, but it doesn't come with all this baggage. So they can tune all that other stuff out and they can focus on, okay, now I'm just going to read a whole bunch of stuff about picking the ultimate field knife or survival knife. I'm going to learn how to tie a tourniquet and stop the bleed. I'm going to learn how to clean a wound. I'm going to learn, you know, any number of these different skills. I'm going to learn about knots. I'm going to learn about navigation. And so people, they like to kind of bracket some of this other stuff and leave it at the door and then have their mind expanded a little bit. And we talk with experts. And so we're not sort of, the site isn't built around like, I'm Survival Joe. I know all the things about all the survival. It's more like we go and we find people that know quite a bit about a narrow thing like land navigation or austere or wilderness medicine. And we have guys on staff that know these things as well, or that are experts at firearms or whatever. And we bring them in and we work with them to develop these guides. And so we're trying to distill like this kind of best practices. What's the consensus of the nerd community in this vertical? And so whatever it is that we tackle, like right now I'm involved in trying to make a battery guide for, you know, how to basically what kind of batteries to buy and which ones to prepare with and that kind of stuff. And so I'm going through all the different forums. I'm identifying people to talk to, and, you know, I'm trying to really, really narrow down and drill down on this one topic,
right?
So that I can get the best possible knowledge.
Map reading. That has to be one of the most interesting things to try to teach nowadays, because I can't think of anything. In the military, map reading was, that was military 101. Do you get a lot of people when you show them how to shoot a resection or a back azimuth to figure out where they are when they don't know where they are, or, you know, where they need to go, or how to read the compass or anything like that? Do they look at it and go, wow, this is sorcery?
Yeah. You know, we do get people that are grateful for that one. You know, it's interesting. One of the most popular articles on the site is actually for armor. I know that AR-500 is one of the sponsors here.
Yes.
And we, that's a big thing for us is body armor. We rank really highly when you search on Google for body armor. And so we actually get a fair amount of feedback on the body armor guide because it's really thorough, and it's one of our standout guides and has been for a while. So yeah, things in that area are. I recently did a really kind of a deep dive into tomahawks and tactical tomahawks, and this is becoming more of a thing. But a lot of guys kind of don't understand the value of this. They think, well, I'm not going to be, you know, out taking any scalps in the apocalypse or something, right? Why do I need a tomahawk? And so then you sort of walk people through, okay, well, if you get a traditional one, it has an easily replaceable handle and it's lightweight and, you know, all these other kinds of things. And then people sort of see the value of it. Or if you talk about the tactical tomahawks that are carried by special forces guys, you know, it kind of tweaks those knobs and people are like, okay, yeah, this is something cool. This is, I actually see the point of this as like an urban breaching tool or demolition or a weapon or something like that. And so it kind of expands people's perspective of the kinds of things that are included in prepping and the kind of considerations that you might make.
For people living in urban areas like New York City or Los Angeles or any of these other places where they have a huge gun control regime in place where it's nearly impossible to get one, what do you tell me, or what do you tell them? What's their alternative if they're looking for some sort of a defensive weapon?
Yeah, it's really hard. You know, you've got to obey local laws. And so that's, you know, that's always top of mind, but there are alternatives in some of these states, like for instance, air guns. You can get some really nice high caliber air guns. Now, we do not yet have an air gun guide, but that's on the list. So, you know, that would be like a kind of recommendation that I might make for somebody that is just not able to really get. But in most states, unless you're in New Jersey, you know, unless you're like maybe Hawaii, most states you can get some kind of firearm that's going to work. Whether it's just an old school double barrel coach gun, like a 12 gauge coach gun, you can get. I mean, California's got a handgun roster, but you can get a lot of different kind of long guns there that are going to circumvent the ban. You can get a long gun in Jersey. So I think if somebody, one thing we don't do is I'm not actually going to push guns on somebody as part of their preparedness plan.
Right.
I personally have them, but I will say that's a big decision. And if you're not comfortable with them, if you're not going to be safe with it, if you don't know how to store it, if you're not willing to train with it, then maybe this is not for you. Maybe you need to think in some other kind of way. You know, maybe you need to plan on hooking up with a friend who's into guns or something like this. But I don't necessarily push go out and get guns, go out and get a 9mm pistol, go out and get a 12 gauge, you know, here's the standard 5 calibers or what. I don't push that on people because it doesn't fit everybody's circumstances. They may have small children. They may not be able to afford, you know, a quality weapon. Not that small children preclude you from having a gun, but, you know, it's just not in everybody's kind of field of this, not in their comfort zone. I would encourage people to expand their comfort zone, go to the range, learn about firearms.
Right.
But I think we do people a disservice when we just send them straight to the gun store and they're not ready.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I look at this as sort of an icebreaker out there, sort of a pioneering type thing. I don't know if there's other websites out there like this. I like the idea that you're involved in one just because of your past record of success. We're about to run out of time. So, one thing that John has done, he has studied a lot of the scenarios that I look at that concern me. And he has reams and reams of information about geographical stuff and, you know, electromagnetic stuff and all this other stuff. And I have approached him and have prepared to come on the show and do a regular segment about this. So, should we? I'm going to ask, you know, the invitation is out there, but let me know what you think. Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. He's very versed on the EMP thing especially. And thank you for taking the time to join me tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, sir. Theprepared.com, it's here, but it's not what it's going to be. So if you go check it out, it's still very much a work in motion. So check them out, theprepared.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.